This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're going to take a phone call right now. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, it's your friendly local Caribbean critic. I want to take issue with that judgment of the Bagram case. If you remember, during the election, John McCain was found to be born on a Navy base in Panama. And the reason he was allowed to proceed is because the Navy base and all U.S. bases are, in fact, considered U.S. sovereign territory.
Yes, the same thing applied to John McCain.
Yes, same thing applies to John McCain. So, the Bagram Air Base is U.S. sovereign territory. So that judge is wrong on that count.
You make a very, very good point.
Then we come to the point that all the Geneva Conventions were signed by both Afghanistan and America, and that international law must apply in this case. Absolutely.
Those are very, very good points.
The judge is wrong on both counts.
Yes.
I just thought I'd make those 2 points. I mean, what's good for John McCain should surely be good for these people who are suing the government for torture.
No, you're absolutely correct, but we know that when a government goes into tyranny and dictatorship, the judges just become costumed enforcers of the orthodoxy, and we've seen that time and again, not just in the torture cases, but in tax cases. We have that judge that just told General Motors they're off the hook for their contracted retirement benefits. And we're supposed to go along with it because, after all, the judges are independent and they're judging the merits of the case, and yet the judges go along with whatever the government and the corporations want them to.
Yeah, but in this case, this judge is ignoring both U.S. law and international law. It seems rather strange.
Now, you raised 2 very excellent points there that you're absolutely correct. Okay.
I just thought I'd make that point, Michael, and nice to have you back on the show again.
Hope you enjoy your
Christmas, and have a great New Year.
All right, well, thank you very much, and Claire and I had a very, very quiet Christmas. We had one visit we had to make to somebody who's a shut-in, but other than that, we just stayed at home. It was a cash-only Christmas. We didn't use the credit cards. And once again, we didn't get around to getting a Christmas tree other than that little electronic one I was showing on the air that for my gratuitous social obligation here. And again, it's hard to get into this whole season of peace on earth when we're bombing the people you see in those nativity scenes to steal their oil. And I don't know if I'll ever get a sense of Christmas festivity back, but I don't think it's going to happen until after we're into the new America, which we're working on right now. Now then, getting back to the NSA, there's a very interesting story that came out of RIMF.com involving William Binney, who created some of the computer code used by the NSA to snoop on your internet traffic around the world. And apparently, in one of his recent public appearances stated that the NSA is having a hard time making sense of all this volume of surveillance data. They've got so much data coming in, they can't make heads or tails of it, which again tells us they've spent a lot of money and it's really not working. It certainly hasn't caught any real criminals or real terrorists. Certainly didn't stop the Boston bombing, if you believe the official story about that one. But they're still getting all this money to go on building these data centers and doing what they're doing. And like I said, these guys are spending most of their days looking at online porn and playing World of Warcraft and justifying it by saying they're looking for patterns of terrorism or some such nonsense as that. Now, we were talking the other day about this major diplomatic disaster where a diplomat, a female diplomat from India in New York, was arrested and strip searched and subjected to body cavity search, hideous abuse of her person. And the U.S. is now trying to find some way out of this because you don't treat another nation's diplomats like this. Supposedly she was arrested over some kind of a financial arrangement with her housekeeper. And now the official story is that apparently a U.S. agent, some lower level guy that they're going to fry for this, made a mistake and mistook the diplomat's declared salary with that of the housekeeper. And that's what led to the arrest and the strip search. Why do you have to strip search anybody over a financial deal? And it's a huge, huge diplomatic whoopsie. Not just with India, but with every other nation that has their diplomats in the United States of America. They've all got to be wondering if the U.S. is going to come after them and strip search them and abuse them over what has later turned out to be a mistake on the part of the American authorities. That's not going to help the United States internationally at a time when they're trying to get everybody to go back to the U.S. dollar, go along with wars with Syria and Iran. U.S. foreign policy, U.S. policy as a whole, federal government policy, seems to have lost any sense of direction or cohesiveness. It's just a bunch of people running around in circles, protecting their own budgets, protecting their own agendas, often at cross purposes with each other. And I think nothing illustrates that better than the Obamacare disaster. And now the Obamacare people are saying, well, you're not subject to the fines for missing the deadline to sign up if you cite the technical issues. So now there's a hardship clause in the ACA, and now they're saying the website is the biggest hardship clause of all. And nobody will stand up and have the courage to say, this thing is a disaster all the way around. There is nothing good that came out of Obamacare. It's a disaster for the American people who lost their insurance and can't afford the new insurance. In fact, we just posted a story to whatreallyhappened.com that most Americans are just going to pay that $95 fine to the Internal Revenue Service because they can't find insurance to replace what was taken from them. It has not made medical care more available. It's you don't get to keep your doctor. We're now finding out that Americans with prior conditions are being excluded from the new policies. Everything that we were told Obamacare was supposed to be for the American people is a complete, it's collapsed. It's a complete fraud. And the real purpose of Obamacare as a revenue generation machine for the health insurance companies and the government, that has also failed. The insurance companies are losing money because they've canceled 7 million American policies. They've gotten back maybe a half million people who signed up. They're losing money so much they're talking about a bailout. The federal government was expecting their piece of the action of all that new revenue is tax revenues. That's not happening. Somebody has to stand up and say, this thing has failed, let's turn it off. Go back to status quo ante. But in the American political system, thou shalt never admit error. Thou shalt never admit failure. Thou shalt never take a step backwards because that reveals weakness. So they're going to ride this one. They're riding the petard on this one. The president has now boarded petard one. Now, getting over to Common Core, you've been hearing Phyllis Schlafly go on and on about that one. It's one of the areas I do agree with her. And there was an article that was posted over at Jim Stone Freelance where they took a look at a way Common Core is teaching basic math. And It's a word problem. There are 18 people. These 18 people counted up to the last person with a number that landed on 90. What is the number they counted up by for 18 people to reach a number of 90? Now, if you're my age, you know that you simply divide 90 by 18, which gives you the number 5. That's the answer. But with Common Core, they're teaching children to literally count with little pencil marks. Takes 108 steps to answer that problem under the preferred Common Core methodology rather than the simple divide one step. It's amazing. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Fox News is reporting that once again, the White House and some of the states are again changing the deadline for mandatory enrollment in Obamacare. They're pushing it forward and pushing it forward, and it'll be into February by the time they're done. This is not working. It is absolutely not working. And it's a disaster, but nobody in government can bring themselves to ever admit fault. Because we live in a society of presumed government infallibility. It's like the Pope. No matter how bad the Pope messes up, he's still right. Papal infallibility. We've got the same belief structure here in the United States of America. If it's the government, it can't be wrong. It sure is. We're seeing that. Over in Detroit, if you have literary pretensions, you may be in luck. There is a new nonprofit organization that is in Detroit. And what they are doing is they are launching a program to take some of these abandoned vacant houses and give them to writers to get them to move to Detroit and write about Detroit's rebirth and rebuilding. Not all that tempting, but it's out there. Meanwhile, there was this homeschool bill that was being called the worst homeschool bill in U.S. history. And they backed down on it. This was a bill that would require parents to undergo social services investigation before homeschooling to make sure that you weren't teaching your children something the government doesn't want them to know. Which, of course, is the whole point of homeschooling. That they will have a better education than the people in public school. And the good news is that bill has now cratered. That's the reason to homeschool. So that you teach your children how to think, how to solve problems. You save them from the mandated government propaganda. Remember, a big part of Common Core is that the classics of literature are now removed from the reading curriculum and replaced with government propaganda about global warming, about how evil the Muslims are, and how glorious and wonderful and beneficial the Federal Reserve is, which they were doing back when I was a kid in school. We used to get the little film strips, little phonograph record with the voice on it, and when the bell would ring, you'd crank the film strip to the next illustration, about how the Federal Reserve was working for the American people and how it was the only way to run the nation's economy and it was just the way things were supposed to be. And then we find out, after a while, the Federal Reserve is taking care of the Federal Reserve, and it's the exact same type of predatory banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. All righty, let's talk a little bit about medical scientific issues. Apparently, there is a new research study on the effect of statins drugs that has found that it actually increases artery calcification. Remember, statins were supposed to be the wonder drug. They would remove the plaque from your arteries, unfortunately, sadly, sometimes in large chunks that would then get stuck in very important places in your heart and your brain, which is what I think happened to my youngest brother. And now they're finding out that, first of all, the arterial plaque is not the disease. It's a symptom of the disease. And just tearing the scabs off doesn't make the disease go away. But hey, it was a big seller. And now apparently there is new research showing that statins are actually increasing artery calcification. They're not curing the problem. They're actually making it worse. The FDA has just mandated that statins include a warning on their label for adverse effects encountered by diabetics. Took them a long time to get around with that. Now, up in Massachusetts, the New England Compounding Company in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is now bankrupt, is going to have to pay $100 million to settle the case with victims of meningitis that were infected through contaminated medications made by this company. 751 people developed meningitis from these injections, including fatalities. Remember what I said before. If this government was really interested in taking care of the American people's health, which is what we're told Obamacare is all about, they would do something about the 400,000 Americans who are killed every year in this country through medical mistakes. Another story coming out, this is in Natural News, going back to the whooping cough epidemic of 2009, and more evidence has surfaced indicating that it was the whooping cough vaccine that triggered the outbreak by vaccinating children who were then carrying live pathogens and infecting non-vaccinated people around them. But hey, that means they'll have to go to the doctor and they'll have to get shots and we'll make more money. And just when you think the greed overriding common sense and reality can't get any worse, there was this bizarre video put up at YouTube about this claim now being made by the vaccine companies that mercury is actually good for you. Remember after Fukushima melted down and we had Ann Coulter on TV saying, oh, radiation's actually good for you. Yeah, it's a good thing here. Oh, really, Ann? Go on over and help them dig out those reactor cores. And so now they're trying to sell the idea that small children exposed to these mercury compounds and vaccines will actually be good for their brains. And we know that's not true. We know that because of the body of evidence that links the epidemic of autism inflicting our children to the use of these vaccines. Remember the Amish? They don't believe in vaccines. They will not get vaccinated for religious reasons. They don't have the problem with autism. The rest of the nation does. Those Amish who have been convinced to vaccinate their children, they're getting autism. And so now they're out there trying to convince you that these mercury preservatives are, they're actually good for you. They're not, forget all that other evidence about, oh, they're really good for you. Okay, here's my idea to settle the matter. Let's take all the children of all the pharmaceutical executives, line them up on a stage on live TV and pump them full of these vaccines loaded with mercury preservatives. Let's see if they're willing to do that. And by the way, we get somebody other than the pharmaceutical company to make sure those syringes are loaded with the right chemicals here. Now, we've been talking about world opposition to GMO crops. We reported on how China has now refused something like 5 shipments of U.S. corn exports because it's found to be contaminated with GMO. Japan has refused 1 wheat shipment found to be contaminated with GMO. And yet somehow, because of politics, meaning corruption, Brazil is ready to legalize what are called the GMO suicide seeds. This is the so-called Terminator technology, and it is one of the most dangerous products ever proposed to go on the market. And it's running into global opposition for reasons that should be very, very obvious. But Brazil is going to legalize it. And the problem is, once Brazil allows the planting of these seeds, the pollen is going to start spreading all over South America, then up through Central America, into North America. Eventually, it's going to get to the world. And why that is a problem, we will go into when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about how Brazil is looking at legalizing the sale of GMO suicide seeds. Now, what this is, if you are a farmer and you get suckered into one of these contracts for GMO seeds, Roundup Ready, the contract says that you're not allowed to save seeds from your harvest in the autumn to replant next spring. The contract says you will buy more seeds from Monsanto. Now, Monsanto developed a technology called the Terminator gene to enforce that, so that when you are growing their crops with this Terminator gene, they will not produce viable seeds for the next generation. So you are there forced to go back to buy seeds from whoever's selling it, Monsanto. And it's a very, very dangerous technology. We know these artificial genes jump species. They migrate. All of these farmers who bought the Roundup Ready soy and the Roundup Ready corn and the Roundup Ready whatever are now dealing with the fact that the weeds they thought they were never going to have to deal with have acquired the glyphosate immunity from the food crop. So they're paying extra money for the seeds. They're dousing their fields with these chemicals, weed killers they thought they were never going to have to use again. And the weeds have acquired the glyphosate immunity. The Roundup Ready gene has migrated over to those crops. So we know this happens. It's part of the evolutionary process. We know that the new flus that show up every year are basically old flus that swapped genes somewhere. It happens all the time. The danger of this Terminator technology, why so many people are adamantly opposed to it, is that this Terminator gene could start migrating into other crops, including benign crops without a commercial application, and simply result in their going extinct. These Terminator genes could infect non-GMO food crops and drive them into extinction, which Monsanto would love, because then now those farmers have no choice but to buy GMO seeds from Monsanto every year. If Brazil legalizes the deployment of these suicide Terminator gene seeds, it will not stay on those farms. It will go to other crops. If you have a crop of corn with the Terminator gene in one field and downwind are fields of normal, non-GMO, natural corn, they will become infected. We saw it happen here in the United States of America, where wheat crops up in the Pacific Northwest were found to be contaminated with genes from experimental, unapproved wheat crops planted in other states. They can't control it. They don't care to control it. Monsanto wants to monopolize food production for the entire planet. That's the business model. And they are perfectly happy if the bees go away and if all the natural varieties of the food go away, because then everybody has to come to Monsanto for their food seeds, just like they want everybody to come to the Federal Reserve for their currency around the globe. It's dangerous and it's very, very stupid. Okay, apparently here in the state of Hawaii, fewer than 2,000 people have signed up for Obamacare. That's what a complete unmitigated disaster it is. And by the way, there's another dimension coming out about this. Because the insurance companies are taking a bath on Obamacare, instead of that $200 billion a year in profit they were expecting, they canceled 7 million insurance policies. They had maybe 500,000 sign up for the new, more expensive policies. So now they've got to control costs. They're talking bailouts. And that means they're narrowing their networks of coverage. What does that mean? It means that the available options for you, if you're injured or come down with an illness away from home, you may not be able to find a caregiver in that network, which means you're on the hook for that full medical cost. My wife and I went through this during a holiday weekend earlier this year, and she came down with a recurring situation that she deals with, and because we were going into the Easter weekend, her healthcare provider that was in the insurance network had closed early. Couldn't be reached. So we took her to the ER because she was in extreme discomfort. We walked into the ER. We told the doctor, this is what's going on. This is what she needs. We're here because her normal health insurance provider has closed early for the weekend. And the doctor looked at her and said, yes, you're absolutely right. This is what's wrong. You're absolutely right. This is what you need. Wrote a prescription. That was the end of it. $900. There's Obamacare for you. All righty. We're going to grab a phone call here. Renee in North Carolina. Aloha, Renee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think you'll like this discussion.
Good.
Because I think that some people, a lot of people think that just if they, because they call themselves a Christian, that they're somehow more moral than people in other groups. And I can say from personal experience, I've had a lot of Christians do a lot of awful things to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're heading into this new year, and it just really bugs me, because I think the way it's practiced now, it actually breeds bad behavior. And the scientific studies, as you probably know, actually show that often Christians, when it comes to criminality, are higher up than non-believers. And the thing is,
Can I cut into you on this thing? Because my philosophy is good people are going to do good things. Bad people are going to do bad things. The bad people will use religion as their excuse. So will the good people. But it really comes down to the individual's sense of morality, And I think religion is a poor substitute for that. And yes, we know that organized religion is a money-making racket. We know there's a huge problem with clerical sexual abuse of children, and so forth. But, you know, let us not turn our back on the Christians who are good people. Just as
right,
we should not turn our, just as we should not turn our back on the Muslims who are good people, just as we should not turn our back on the Jews who are good people. Because it is though that minority of bad Christians, bad Muslims, and bad Jews who seem to get all the headlines, and we shouldn't let them draw the focus off those people who, regardless of what they believe or may not believe, are still out there doing good in the world.
Yeah, but follow me on this one, because like you say, I'm the only person I've ever known that's made this observation, and I know you'll get it, okay?
Okay.
A lot of people, they love that free ticket, and they want to keep it, okay? So they don't want to give up that free ticket, so they'll do all kind of rationalizing. To me, this whole concept of, because supposedly the guy that you loved so much was tortured to death on a cross, you get a free ride where you don't have to be accountable for what you do wrong, but for looking up and going, oh, God, forgive me. You don't even have to go apologize to your victim or make restitution. To me, this breeds immoral behavior. Okay?
That I agree with. You can do whatever you want during the week. 10 Hail Marys, you're back out on the street. And I noticed when my wife and I were in New York for the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and we walked around Wall Street, sort of get to the belly of the beast, and I noticed how many very well-supported, wealthy churches are right there. So these stockbrokers can, you know, like Lloyd Blankfein over at Goldman Sachs says, we're doing God's work as we take away the homes, and they enrich themselves, then they stop by the church on the way home, say 10 Hail Marys, and they figure, I'm okay.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. And see, and also find that, because generally, too, you know, and they want to, they generally, when somebody, you catch somebody doing something wrong, they'll go, oh, but everybody makes mistakes and everybody sins in order to, like, not be held accountable. And some of these, some, you know, not all sins are created equal. You have some people that I call do maybe, like, jaywalker sinning, where other people do sinning that really seriously inflicts terrible damage on other people's lives. And so the thing is, I find that the serious sinners want to start jumping in the jaywalker sinners kind of group when they don't really belong, you know, that's in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, there's just so many of these cliche beliefs that most Christians use in Christianity to not be held accountable, to not bear the pain of legitimate guilt for the damage they do to other people's
It's a way
lives.
Of denying responsibility. It's a way of denying responsibility. And it's hardly unique to the Christians. I mean, you know, we saw it with Israel over the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You know, oh, they made us bomb their country because they shot that one Bedouin. And again, we don't really know who pulled the trigger on that guy. So it's about denying responsibility and maintaining a self-delusion that one is somehow a good human being, even as one engages in activities that are really not judged to be very good by, you know, the world at large.
Well, exactly. And that's exactly what I would like to say. There it is. So many people that are holding themselves up to be good people when using double standards, and when if the same thing was done to them that they did to somebody else, I guarantee you they'd think it's a big deal. But
okay, Renee, we got to let you go. I'm sorry. We got a commercial break. We'll be right back with the last segment of today's show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Pike, and Pharaoh, Billy and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Pike and Billy, open your eyes. Judith, Pike, and Pharaoh, Billy and Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over this last week, while the corporate media was obsessing about Duck Dynasty and all the gays and all the rest of this other stuff, and we were being conditized, and we pointed out we were being conditized, and while the corporate media was obsessing about ducks, the U.S. Congress passed the new version, the 2014 version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which is the bill of laws that say the government can do whatever they want to you and you can't do anything back. All of it unconstitutional. But the current version goes a little bit further. Now, we all know the government lies and propagandizes us all the time. It's actually illegal, first and foremost, because the Constitution does not grant the government the right to lie to the people. And there was a specific act passed in 1948 called the Smith-Mundt Act, which explicitly forbids information and psychological operations by the United States government aimed at the people of the United States of America. That is the law. The U.S. government routinely breaks that law, Saddam's nuclear weapons being a recent example. But not content with simply violating the law, the new version of the National Defense Authorization Act nullifies it. There's a provision in the 2014 NDAA that legalizes the use of U.S. government propaganda directed against you, the American people. They're now openly admitting to you they're going to lie to you to get what they want, whether it's a carbon tax, your children for wars in Iran, your obedience. They're now openly saying it is legal for us to lie to you. We're going to go ahead and do it. And we know they've been doing it all along, but now they don't need to worry about being called to account for it. Of course we're lying to you, the American people. It's legal for us to do it. It's for the good of the nation, meaning it's good for Wall Street, good for Israel, good for the war machine, good for big pharmaceutical, good for the global warming carbon Nazis. Now, I'm going to end today's show going a little bit outside our norm. As you're probably aware, I'm a huge fan of history and science and archaeology and all these other things. And over the holiday, I have a tendency to go outside the box. I do not concur with the authoritarian view of the Big Bang, and I'm about to do it again. And I've since been informed that this idea has actually been proposed before, but let me tell you a story about how it came about. My wife and I were enjoying a rare moment of simply relaxing and watching TV together. And since we had seen the Bourne Tedium 82 times before, we were clicking through the various, often misnamed, educational TV channels. And we came across a show that was talking about how recent archaeological finds have called into question the accepted history of the pharaoh Djedefre, how he may have been unfairly maligned. And, of course, that's the beautiful thing about science. When new information comes forward, you revise your old theory and move forward from there, which is why we know global warming isn't science, because they predicted snow as a thing of the past. We're getting record snow and record cold. And there's, what we really meant is this over here, and our core theory still remains, and so forth and so on. And part of this show that we were watching about Djedefre was going on and on about whose face it is on the Sphinx. Because it's a matter of some debate. And the debate in this case was centering on whether it was Khafre or Khufu. Now, these are the pharaohs who built the two largest pyramids on the Giza Plateau. And they go back and forth about that. But there's also another debate that's raging on, which is that the Sphinx is far older. And it has to do with the erosion one sees in the base and all around the surrounding terrain in that little well where it's carved. And it goes back and forth between those archaeologists who are saying the Sphinx was built in the time of Khufu and Khafre, and the geologists saying, no, it has to be much older, as much as 12,000 years old. And it occurred to me they might actually both be correct. And it comes down to looking at the original Sphinx and its sense of proportion. And if you go to the page at my website where I set all of this stuff out, the first thing I did is I found some photos showing the original Sphinx, the one in Giza, from the side. And I used it to create a 3D computer model. And I double-checked it with an overhead view from Google Earth. So I know the model is reasonably accurate. And then I used that model and compared it to later representations of the Sphinx, where there's a good proportion between the body and the head. But if you look at the original Sphinx, the head is almost ridiculously small compared to the body. And if this was supposed to be a work done by Khafre or Khufu or Ramses or whoever, you'd figure the head would be the biggest part of all, because that's their portrait. And if you look at the head of the Sphinx, it seems in much better shape than the body. Now, conventional authoritarian archaeologists say, well, that's because the stone at the level of the head is a much tougher stone, and that is, in fact, correct. But the Sphinx, as we see it today, didn't look that way through most of history. If you go back to when Napoleon visited Egypt, it was buried up to its neck because of its lower level. Compared to adjacent temples, it may have even been covered with sand at the time the Great Pyramids were being built. The pharaohs, and what I think it was originally a statue of a lion. a lion god. There were a lion god. There's lion gods all over Africa. The lion is a potent, powerful symbol of African culture. The Egyptians had their own lion god. And so what makes sense to me, what fits all of the available evidence and brings it together without conflict is 10, 12,000 years ago, an ancient pre-Egyptian advanced civilization in that area built a statue to a giant lion for their religious worship, and also because if you're an invading force coming into that country to loot and you see a giant lion lying in the distance, you might turn around and leave without going any further. And then you fast forward to the building of the Great Pyramids, and you've got this badly eroded lion's head sticking up out of the sand, getting in the way of everybody. It's an eyesore compared to the smooth, polished, brand new, shiny stone temples and pyramids that are in the area. And some pharaoh probably said, I'm just going to recarve that into my portrait. And I think that's where the Sphinx came from. And it was just an accident of overlap that you've got the head of a pharaoh on the body of a lion. And that's the reason why the head looks so much better shaped than the body. It's the reason the head is so tiny compared to the body, because they had to whittle away most of that lion's head to fit in Pharaoh's head with that nemesis, the headdress that flows out from the side. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And once you step out of the box of thinking that the Sphinx represents one construction by one pharaoh, and look at the idea that it's an ancient work that was repurposed and redone. And remember, the pharaohs were real big on erasing earlier monuments and putting their name on there. It was accepted behavior by the Egyptian royalty. Then all of these different pieces of evidence about the age of the Sphinx come together without conflict. The base of the Sphinx is 12,000 years old. The head is from the time of the Egyptian dynastic period. They just stole the older work and retooled it, turned it into a portrait. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I got a lot of email from people saying that it made a lot of sense. And apparently it was thought of by some other people a while back, but I really do think it makes a lot of sense. And this is the sort of thing that flows through my head when I'm watching TV with my wife. And we've already seen everything on the cable channel 22 times before. Very alarming story coming out of WSWS.org, where President Obama is starting to talk about a program to privatize America's public schools, to turn them over to corporations the same way they have done our toll roads and our prisons, to privatize. And I think our educational standards are already in enough trouble without having education determined by a corporation. How do we get the maximum benefit for each child and spend the least possible on them to maximize profits for our stockholders? I think it's a bad, bad idea. There's the music. It's time to get on out of here and head on off and find something useful for me to do for the rest of the afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please remember, we're still in the middle of that pledge drive. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that little donate button. Without your help, we may not be here this time next year. It is that important. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Financial